From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is again pushing for a bipartisan effort to pass health care overhaul legislation, while Republican critics continue to push back. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama appeals for a consensus.
I ask members of both parties to seek common ground in an effort to solve a problem that's been with us for generations. It's in that spirit that I've sought out and supported Republican ideas on reform from the very beginning.
President Obama plans to hold a bipartisan meeting on Thursday. Former Secretary of State Alexander Haig, who also served as White House Chief of Staff during the Nixon administration, has died. Haig was surrounded by family when he passed away this morning in Baltimore. He suffered from a staph infection acquired before entering the hospital. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The four-star general served as top advisor to three presidents, and he himself mounted a campaign for the nation's top office, but dropped out of the race in 1988. In 1973, Haig helped then-President Nixon prepare his defense as the Watergate scandal blossomed, and he was widely credited with persuading Mr. Nixon to become the first U.S. president to resign. Haig also served the Ford administration and was President Reagan's Secretary of State, but he never lived down his response to the 1981 assassination attempt on Mr. Reagan.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President, and I'm in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
Haig is survived by his wife of 60 years, Patricia, three children and eight grandchildren. He was 85 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. and Afghan forces are still facing stiff resistance from insurgents in Marja, Afghanistan. But the Pakistani military, which appears to be increasingly aligned with U.S. goals, is reporting it killed at least 30 militants in an airstrike along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
Pakistan's military says the latest offensive against Taliban fighters was in the mountains between the country's north and south Waziristan regions near the Afghan border. Officials say the airstrike was ordered after they received intelligence reports that militants had gathered there. Pakistan, a key U.S. ally, has stepped up operations against the Taliban in its own country and across the border. Earlier this week, Pakistan announced the arrest of a top Afghan Taliban official. The U.S. military, which is fighting a ground and air war in Afghanistan, has increased the number of missile strikes in northwest Pakistan. U.S. officials say members of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are using the region to stage attacks. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
From Washington, this is NPR News. France's largest oil and gas distillery and Europe's third largest energy combined total is facing shutdowns and gas shortages due to a nationwide strike by its workers. Frank Browning has more on this from Paris.
A strike that began on Tuesday and was only supposed to last 48 hours now has no end in sight, and shutdowns began last night. Total's management insisted until yesterday that refining would not be hindered, but the workers, upset over the closing of a plant in northern France, said supplies would begin to tighten in a few days. Total made a general promise to save jobs, but not to reverse closing its plant near Dunkirk. Workers are also unhappy about Total's strategy of cutting back operations in Europe while expanding in the Middle East. All this comes as France faces a nightmare this weekend on its roads, with the opening of the winter school vacation season and traffic exiting the cities described as code black. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Britain's government, in Britain, the government's own human rights watchdog is calling for an independent investigation into claims that it was complicit in the torture of British citizens detained abroad. It's looking into more than 20 allegations. A new ceasefire puts Sudan one vital step closer to ending the conflict in Darfur. The region's largest rebel group returned to peace talks today to sign a framework for a final agreement. The Darfur conflict has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. We have the results of today's Super G competition at the Winter Games in Vancouver. The gold medalist is Andrea Fischbacher of Austria. Slovenia's Tina Maze wins the silver. American Lindsay Vonn, the bronze. This is NPR.